Drysdale vignette entitled Insurance for Your Plants, number 1, 3, 2, 1. Are there large trees on your property? You should have photos of them. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale, and I'll tell you why after this. 3, 2, 1. In our present complex and confusing society, your landscape and garden plants ought to be in pictures that are filed with the family's other valuable papers like deeds, policies, and certificates. Of course, copies of these pictures may also be enjoyed in the family album. Landscape plants have become more valuable because of the general inflation and also because they are larger and more saleable. These plants are subject to damage and loss from many sources. Many are so large that they cannot be replaced. In the past several years, serious losses have been observed and appraised as a result of various accidents, vandalism, intentional or unintentional, trespass, disease and insect damage, and catastrophic acts of God. It's a rare household that has photographic proof of the former presence or the condition or size of plants that have been destroyed. Insurance companies, courts of law, and sometimes other bodies must have proof of the condition, size, and probable value of plants and trees prior to an unfortunate incident. Insurance coverage is another aspect of this problem. It is a rare person who knows exactly what plants, if any, are covered by existing insurance policies. The fine print in the policy is there for a reason, but most of us are not patient enough to read it or to discuss possible endorsements that may give us greater protection. Next time, I'll discuss in detail the need for and method of photographing your trees. I'm Art Drysdale.